Hey everybody, this is The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, get some answers. I'm also published on several sites, Bye Bye Blue Sky, HealthAccess.com, and other places throughout the internet, with articles on health remedies and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions, prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my webpage at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. I have on the augmentinforce.com site a catalog link. Feel free to explore the catalog that's on the site. In there, you'll see a flash drive. It's a 32-gig flash drive with about 30 gigs of information. We also have on there the bucket, which is there or should be there, and we also have the triangle, which will be there shortly, I hope. I still have to upgrade this site. Anyway, we've got a variety of different things, variety of different tinctures and remedies that may help you and assist you in helping you get remedies that may, again, impact you in positive ways. So for more information, you can reach me through the email at independs@yahoo.com, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-Z @yahoo.com. If you contact me, let me know where you're from and what you're looking for, and we'll try to then give you what is required to, you know, as far as payment and delivery. You can also contact me at 519-977-5351. For any questions or comments you want to make on the show pertaining to the show, 208-935-0094. And today's date is August 12th, 2017. That's something I want to present on the show. If you guys are sending me any kinds of funds in any form or shape that you're, for whatever reason, it's kind of hard to read your mind because I talk to so many people. So if you put a little note inside the envelope what you're sending them funds for, that would help me a great deal. Even though you may have contacted me through the internet or Skype, you have to understand that I do a lot of talking to a lot of people, and the volume has been increasing substantially, especially with nano poisoning. So it makes my life a lot easier because, again, you're not the only person I'm talking to these days. So it can be a little bit overwhelming. So, and sometimes if I don't know what you're looking for, if you're not telling me what you're sending me the funds for, I will leave the funds where they are, or eventually I'll mail the money back to you anyway because I don't know what you want. So it helped me a great deal if you would leave a little note saying, hey, or put on the money order or whatever you're sending me, hey, this is for blah, blah, blah. That would help substantially. All right. Anyway, and besides that, I do thank you for your support. I really do. It does help in keeping me going. I don't think I ever mention it enough or think about it enough to say it. But I do appreciate the support that you give me in whatever form or fashion. And I also enjoy that when you guys write me emails saying to me that you have been using the products or using the materials or making your own stuff, that makes me laugh. I had a link sent to me from Ireland. A woman were building the triangle. They had the gal sitting there and she was actually building the triangle. I thought, this is cool. You know, so I, you know, it made my day, and I wrote her a little thing there. I forgot the site. I should have remembered it. But anyway, it's always good when I see feedback like that, when people send me stuff, YouTubes or other things, and they're showing me that they're actually doing stuff. That's encouragement that I know the message is getting out there and that you guys are all doing it, making it better, you know, and integrating whatever I've shown you, and you've done whatever you're doing, you know. And that's always good to hear. It's always good to see. Some of you are having problems with the flash drive. Now, it could be the systems you have, because I do check these things before I ship them out. They are working fine. Sometimes something may happen in the mail. And I send you another one, no problem. But if you can't, having problems, try it when it opens up. Click on the autoplay, and that should keep everything in sync, so that when you play the videos on the flash drive, they should all work properly. And some of you are sending me messages saying you only got 75. Each one of those videos on there is counted as one. So if you're buying this thing, it's not 75, there's 120, and that's exactly what it is. Even Google, or even YouTube lists each one of these videos as one. So that's what we did. So again, you're getting the full value. Alrighty. When we're talking today in today's times, I'm going to talk about how they are using silica so that you are thinking that you are getting a silicon component. Now, as I stated before, nanotechnology, when we're talking nanoparticulates, we are talking stuff that has programming written into it. So you're not just dealing with a heavy concentration of metal. And you're not dealing with heavy concentrations of just a composite of some kind. You're dealing with a programmable material that is designed to function in some form or fashion. It's designed sometimes to carry a component into the body to attach itself to the genetic code, or it's designed to go into the system so that it can attach itself to specific cells to create whatever it's going to create. And the thing that they don't explain to you, now this is something you better pay attention to, because this is how they sell you the bullsh, and I mean bullsh, on this technology. They will tell you that they can incorporate this nano composite polymer, metal, whatever, into the system to attach to a autoimmune dysfunction, to a cell, to a gene, to a stem cell, to whatever, to create a fixture or a repair mechanism, or to destroy a cancer, or destroy some kind of anomalous cells that may be mutating. What they're not telling you is how to extricate this out of the body. Everyone's under the assumption that you're going to poop, piss, or sweat this out. This is the assumption, the presumption. This is not the reality. When someone tells you that they're using a nano silver product and it's coming out the body, this is a fiction at best. What is happening is the body's being so saturated with the stuff that what they're thinking is coming out is a very small percentage. The rest is being translocated and allocated to the spine, brain, liver, spleen. And any research that you look will validate what I just said. All nano silver products are toxic and lethal and can, again, impact the brain, impact, like I said, for the male population, nano silver will literally shred your testicles. That's what it does. These are things that, again, you need to be aware of. And go look at it. I've got the research all over my site. But if you don't want to even use my site as a credible resource, then type in nano silver toxic damage to male testicles. Type that in anywhere. See what you get. Look at titanium dioxide, same thing. Titanium dioxide, nano titanium, damaging male testicles. Look at cadmium, nano cadmium, damaging male testicles. That's your DNA going out the door. Kiss it goodbye. Say hi, bye, it's gone. So a lot of these products are just basically horse hockey. They are not worth the ink that's printed on the label. And that's the true reality of this tech. It is garbage. They're spraying that crap in the fields as well as an insecticide. You're consuming it. You're loading up on it. And again, this is not something they're going to tell you either. A majority of these products being sold in the health food industry today are completely bogus. I'll tell you a true story. A true story. I had a woman after I did a show from Texas contact me that night and told me that she had been using a product from the health food industry. And I'll call it SS, and there's several products called SS. I wouldn't use either one of them. And the SS product she was using had a protein component to it. That protein was a ligand. It gave her agorrhea. She only been using it for 30 days. 30 days! Argyria, silver poisoning. So when you're looking at these products and these so-called health products, you have to understand that the health food industry has been the haven for everybody for the last 40 or 50 years. So as a result, we've all been conditioned to believe that the health food industry is going to be credible, ethical, and isn't going to lie or deceive us. Unfortunately, we have medical practitioners that have got involved in the health food industry. They call themselves doctors who are selling garbage products. High-end, silica-loaded, nano-delivered products that are toxic and actually negate and neutralize the active components in some of these products. And this has become the reality. How many of you had a guy contact me today? In his contact, he was showing me a product that he wanted to use, and I was reading the excipients, and I told him I wouldn't feed it to a pig. And he says, well, all the products have these components in it. I says, well, buy pure products and put it together yourself. You're going to have to start doing this. You're going to have to start buying bulk products and start compounding your own stuff. Because the health food industry today isn't credible. I go into a health food store to buy certain things still because they haven't been contaminated. Like I'll buy powdered aminos. I'll buy chlorophyll products from like Bernard Jensen, or there's another one. There's two of them out there that are pretty clean. I'll buy certain raw material. Most of the time it's powder or essential oils. I don't really buy a whole lot anymore. I actually found a protein. I couldn't believe it. It was a Rob Mills protein. It was a whey protein without crap in it. I was so surprised to find a whey product finally that didn't have garbage in it. Now Brand sells an egg protein that's really clean as well. I mean, these are only like the two that I've seen out there that doesn't have all kinds of wonderful horse hockey in it. So I don't really buy a whole lot of things anymore. I usually order my stuff online and I buy powdered sources. I'll buy, for instance, powdered B5 or powdered B1 or powdered B3 or B12, whatever. Find a bulk outlet or find it online, and you know, make sure that when you read the products, you read the products completely. Don't just read you're getting XYZ of B5 or whatever. Look to see the other excipients. Does it got silicon dioxide? Does it got, you know, it shouldn't have anything in it. The silicon dioxide and other excipients don't come into play until they start encapsulating or tabulating the supplements in for production. This is where it becomes a problem. Okay, so if you can buy it in pure bulk, start making your own. You can do this. Okay, if you go on the nootropic video that we showed you on the YouTube, we're showing you how to make a nootropic. Not only are we showing you how to make a nootropic, we are also showing you how to figure out how much you're getting in the capsule. So you know you have a precise measurement of what you're doing. So everybody now can compound their own remedies, whether it's a herbal, whether it's a supplement, whether it's a mineral. You know, you can now put it together yourself, and it's not difficult. Look, if I can do this, so can everybody else. I always tell people unequivocally that God gave you two hands, two feet, and a heartbeat. Gave you a brain. Use it. Don't sit on it. You know, study. Study to show approval. Study so you know what you're doing. Study, and again, when you read anything, test it. Okay, test it. So when we're looking at some of the things that are being written today, understand when you're being hijacked. Understand when you're, you know, again, the nonsense. Okay, let me get to this algae thing, and I'm going to get to another report. Okay, algae cells. One example how nanotechnology is trying to copy Mother Nature. See, this is the whole matriarchal nonsense. Mother Nature. Mother Nature, my backside. Why do they not give credit to where credit is due in giving the creator his due? This is the creation of the creator, not Mother Nature. This is such a lot. This is, again, when you look at this stuff, this is almost, it almost makes me want to puke that they would actually go into this stupidity. Okay. When they're looking at a large portion of nanoscience and nanomaterial engineering is about trying to copy what has evolved in creation. Take diatoms, a major group of hard-shelled algae and one of the most common types of phytoplankton. Characteristic feature of diatom cells is that they are encased within a unique cell wall made of silica. Silicate materials are very important in nature and they are in creation, and they are closely related to the evolution of living organisms. Because again, it's a poison, so it creates a creates an anomaly in the body. Dimatosaurs consists of fossilized remains of diatoms and as an environmentally friendly material. Again, this is not true. This is what's been perpetrated, and there is no evidence validating that it's environmentally friendly at all. It has never been tested, ever. The testings that they gave showed that it had caused so many problems with livestock and other animals that they quit the tests, just like soy. Soy had so many issues and so many problems that they stopped testing it, and then they put it on the market. It also is used as a mild abrasive and mechanical insecticide. See, as I stated, they throw it out in the field. And is absorbent for liquids and is an activator for blood clotting studies and is a component of dynamite. Dynamite. I wonder. Anyway, they artificially synthesize the hollow cell walls of the diatoms is generally recreating the silicate chemistry. Because within the walls, once you got something inside encased in nanotechnology, it will now carry it into the system on a cellular level, on a DNA level, and on a genetic level. Is a key target of nanomaterial science. Researchers in Japan have now reported methods to produce artificial DE-like materials. Okay, so basically, a lot of stuff that you're consuming in, again, the dimatous earth materials may not even be real DE anymore. It may be a synthetic. I know, and again, I have no way to validate that yet, but who knows? Chances are that by the time we see these kind of reports out there, that a lot of this technology has already been released. They use the same kind of silicic acid, specifically orthosilic acid. The acid is polymerized intracellularly, then the walls extruded to protect the cell, significantly relative to the organic cell walls produced by other groups. Silica frustules requires less energy to synthesize, approximately 8%, potentially a major saving on the overall energy budget. Frustules are intricate species, specific silicous microstructures, and share certain characteristics such as macro holes. Often arranged regularly as an aerolia. Artificially fabrication diatom like silica and analogous materials are a challenging field of material science. Okay, forget that. Anyway, when you get into this and you see this, I'll give you the link in the chat room. You can see how this is producing what they call a Bali fullerene. The openings are not uniform because, again, they didn't make it that way. But when you look at this, you're going to see how these things can get translocated in the body and how they become, again, integrated on the cellular level. Okay, when we're talking silver, just so that we are clear on this, there is a difference between a colloidal silver and a nanosilver. So when you are listening to these ads and these articles, you better be aware that you are being had. There's not one product you're buying in the market today at a health food store that is not a nano silver. This becomes a pathology. And if you're not, and if you think I'm kidding, go on my site and take a look. The reason why it kills everything is because it saturates the cells and completely oxidizes the cells to death. It will kill cancer, it will kill anything on a nano scale. But at the same time, you do not excrete this out of the body. It becomes lethal and builds in your system. When you're talking nanosilver, you are not talking a colloid. You are talking something completely different. What you're talking about is not nano. What you're talking, when they used to put silver in the water, give an example, I was talking to some people from Yugoslavia. When the Catholic Church used to collect the rain, now we're talking back in 1940s and below and before, they would collect the water and put a silver cross in the tank. That silver would release the silver ions in the water, which then would disinfect the water. And anybody who used that water, and they didn't drink it all the time either. They only used it as a necessity. And that's how you're supposed to use colloidal silver. You're not supposed to be using it daily. This is stupidity to the nth degree. It does flush out healthy bacteria, and that's what the glyphosates are doing as well. So when you start using this stuff regularly, you're causing your system to create an imbalance, and it can affect your DNA. A lot of the stuff that you've been told today, a majority of it has been, at best, fictional. So before you make a comment about Romans and all this other stuff, you better compare apples to apples and peaches to peaches. You are not comparing apples to apples and peaches to peaches. They are two entirely different things. Any metal, mineral, whatever, that is on a nanoscale causes high levels of cellular damage, genetic damage, DNA damage, and chromosome damage. You are not using what you think you're saying. You have been completely duped. And I mean duped. This is not the same stuff. This is not the same thing that we're talking about here. Colloidal silver is on a micron level. It does have a charge. It will attach itself to the myelin sheath, discharge its charge, and then get flushed out of the body. Nanosilver does not do this. Nanosilver bypasses the myelin sheath, penetrates the cell, saturates the cell, and then destroys the cell. That's how it works, and that's what it's doing. And then if it's operating with other nanomaterials in your body, it will be used in the assembly. You have no idea how many silver particles I have pulled out of my body, and I don't use silver products. You know, I prefer using copper and zinc over silver. So again, what you're talking is not the same thing. Don't compare the two. Don't even equate the two. They do not equate. They are not the same thing. If I give you Lugol's iodine and then I give you an iodine that's on a nanoscale, that nano iodine will destroy your thyroid because the high volume that it gets into the thyroid and causes high level of oxidative damage and again destroys the genetic code of the thyroid. If you're taking a Lugol solution, if you're even taking a Atomidine solution, these things are solutions. They are, the molecule is a lot bigger and the body can regulate that normally. So again, if I give you selenium on a nanoscale, it will kill you. It will poison you. If I give it to you on a micron level, okay, and again, when you're looking at selenium products, you're buying them on a microgram level, which means it's on a millionth, not a billionth. And you can even take higher levels of selenium up to, I believe, 750 milligrams, unless that's a copper, but you can take higher amounts if they are, again, liposomes. So, again, the bigger the molecule, the body can utilize and get rid of. When it's smaller, it's dangerous. This is the difference. So do your research. Do not just accept the nonsense that you're been taught. There's a whole side of this that you're not getting, a whole side of this that will, again, create a whole bunch of problems for you if you're not careful. All these zeolite products that you're seeing in the health food store, they too are on a nanoscale. They are a silica-based material. They are used primarily to filter out the soil, and now they're selling it to you as a health food product. It is a game. It is a con. The majority of the stuff that you're seeing today in the health food industry, look at your products. Look at all of them. Read the materials. Microcrystalline cellulose, that's a polymer-based material made out of wood fiber. It's on a nanoscale. They also add silicon dioxide to it. That's also on a nanoscale. They're adding aluminum lake. That's also on a nanoscale. They're adding titanium dioxide. This is also on a nanoscale. Why are these products in there? Why are they put there? The excuse they tell you is it's a drying out excipient. It dries out the product, keeps it from molding or whatever. That's what they tell you. Then you start doing the research on it, you may find a whole different angle on this. It's a hijack. Okay, don't believe everything you hear, especially from quacks, doctor gurus in this industry. Majority of them don't have a clue. They really don't. Some of the more pronounced names in this industry are completely clueless on how these things work. So don't be deceived. Do your homework. Don't do a Google search. Do a real search. That's the other thing I tell people all the time. So again, when we're talking some of the things that are happening today in regard to the silica, I think I put the link up. Yeah, when you look at that link on silica, that's how some of the stuff looks like when it comes out of the skin. Exactly like this, with embedments of other crystalline material mixed inside. You may even see wires and stuff come out of you that this, which has basically assembled in the body. I have pulled out of myself nanoproteins that have come out with particles attaching themselves that I stopped in the process. I have seen them on halfway assembled, completely assembled. I have seen threads come out in small areas that would blow you away. When we're looking at this stuff, there is nothing at all, and I mean nothing, that these things have any real value for. Everything a nanometal touches, it alters the genetic code. It alters the DNA. Guaranteed. If you see the insects that are being killed with the nano silver, you'll think, oh, this is great. We're going to keep the insect population down. Our food supply is going to be safe. What survives that will then become impervious to the silver. And as a result, if it's a insect that normally bites, can now transfer its proteins in your body, and the silver that it would have incorporated into its physiology will act as a carrier to deliver that protein in the system. All right, come on back and we'll take a look more about this nano and how it is altering the whole gene pool. All right, see you in a bit.
Yes.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelresco. Tony, you've mentioned chlorophyll. What type do you recommend? There's a Sunnyside and a Bernard Jensen's. I usually use the Bernard Jensen's, and I only use the natural. I don't use the flavored one. The flavored one's got some crap in it that I don't care for, but the plain one is what I use. If I want to flavor it, I can add my own essential oil of orange or whatever flavor I want to add to it, lemon, whatever. And away we go. So, yeah, I mean, chlorophyll is a must. If you're eating a lot of nuts and seeds, if you're eating a lot of barbecue meats during the season, and you know, everyone likes that charbroil taste, right? That black stuff on the meat. Most males I know love eating that stuff. Well, that can cause a carcinogenic effect. Well, chlorophyll, if you consume that and down some chlorophyll right afterwards, you neutralize the negative effects from those carcinogens from the meat. So it's a very powerful protectant. It's got copper in it. It's a sodium copper component. That's the things that you should be using, not silver. That's the things you should be using, like zinc and not so. Silver is, like I say, the last ditch thing. Because, like I said, it does cause DNA damage. It does cause bacterial damage. Like I said, the research is all over the place on it. You can't help but miss it. Anybody who's still selling the idea that you're getting a nano product is good for you, they are completely deluded. So again, when we're looking at some of the things that are being perpetrated in this industry, that's one of the few things that are left. And you can buy chlorophyll powder. Unfortunately, now I always tell people this, when you're looking at products that you're buying online, some of you have this bias that's coming from China. Oh, it's Chinese. It can't be good. And I got something to inform you all. Majority of the stuff coming in your health food stores today, the bulk of those materials are made in China. It's not until they put them in production and add the excipients that then they're made in the USA or Canada. So don't allow yourself that nonsense, because just about anything that's being made today in the planet is coming either from China or India, the Philippines, Vietnam. You know, we're not making anything anymore. That's gone. You know, basically it's assembled here, but the raw materials are being, again, they're being brought in from outside. So this is why I'm telling you, get the stuff, get it in bulk, you know. Tony, can you put up on YouTube how to make an EMP? Thanks. Well, I won't call an EMP because that'd get me in trouble. I would just call I'll call it something. I don't know. I have to come up with a name. But yeah, we'll show that eventually. I mean, Dave and I have to get together. Dave and I have, our schedules are all over the place. And so he gives me a call. And then within a short period of time, we get together and then we start producing these things. So when we get in, that one's going to be a little bit elaborate. And I'm going to have a headache with that one because I already have headaches with the triangle and the bucket. It's really some of the things I get sometimes. It amazes me. But again, it's not something I should be amazed at, but it does amaze me. Sometimes I'm astounded at some of the ideas I hear from people sometimes. Some of them are uniquely out there and far-fetched, but have a lot of merit, and some are just out there, you know. So you have to kind of take a look at what's really happening here in some things. I got an article. I got to see which one it is that I got to bring up to you. Let's see here. Give me a second. I'm pulling it up. I think it's called Assembling Nano Machines and Bacteria. I think this is the one. Hold on. Nope, maybe it's not the one. Nope. Give me a second here. Let's see here. Is that it? Nope, that's not it. Nope, not it. Trying to find this article, but because in the article there was something that was said that you know, should have raised an alarm bell, and you know what? It didn't come on this stupid thing. Oh, can you believe this? No, not that one. Okay, let's see this one. Well, there's all kinds of things. If you do some research, some serious research on the nano, you're going to find they are incorporating nanotechnology in a lot of things, you know, in biological matter. They're putting it in a lot of different things in regard to fungal matter. It's being incorporated right across the board on so many different fronts. And, you know, it's something that, again, you may want to pay close attention to. And you may want to start asking some questions. Like, why is this stuff now being incorporated in so many different things? You know, why are they putting nano silver with turmeric? Why are they putting nano silver with green tea? Okay, when you read stuff like this, you know, with in that's being incorporated like this, you know, you have to recognize that this is basically a camouflage, because they got everybody already looking at turmeric and green tea as an anti-cancer property or an anti-estrogen property or whatever. And now they're incorporating this into. So the idea and the suggestion is, when you combine these two things, they're going to be more powerful. They're going to be more better. They're going to be more effective. They're going to, oh boy, they're going to have a red S on your chest, blue underwear, and so forth and so on. And when we're looking at some of the stuff that, you know, they're perpetrating with this tech, it ain't what it's cracked up to being. I've not seen anything anywhere that in any way, shape, or form indicates that this technology is safe on any level. And the interesting thing about this, which I've also mentioned before, it's never been tested. It's right now up to about $1.6 to $2 trillion a year industry with a technology that's never been tested. Never been incorporated in any kind of testing. It was put out there, just like the genetic, the GMOs, the transgenic seeds and everything, without any real testing. And then now we're looking at the side effects. They have known since the early 1960s that the particulate matter in the atmosphere, which was what they called ultrafine at the time, which was nano, was causing a variety of health issues. They're saying that the number one killer on the planet right now is air pollution. Why is that? How did the air become so violated and so corrupted that it's now killing you every time you take a breath? It's causing you to accelerate in your breakdown and in your aging. Why is that? What changed is from 1960 to today, or 1950 to today, or 1940? Now, what changed? What actually changed? You know, that's where you start looking at. When you start looking at dental issues, you start looking at arthritic issues, you start looking at digestive disorders, you start looking at heart failure, you start looking at diabetes. What changed? What happened? 1950s, you never heard of this. 1940s wasn't around either. People had these issues, but not to the volume that we have today. Some may argue we've got more people, therefore we have more people having this type of thing. Not when you're talking 90.9% or 99% out of 100 are having health issues. That makes no sense. Should not be happening. We shouldn't have to take a fistful of vitamins today in order to sustain our health. That shouldn't be happening either. Unfortunately, that's the reality today. And unfortunately, the reality today is the majority of supplements that are being sold in this industry are contaminated. This is the problem that we're dealing with today. So, you know, your food supply has transgenics. It has epigenetics. These epigenetics, basically, what that is essentially is let's say you were born in an area that was highly polluted with car factory smoke, like I was, and I grew up in the Detroit, Windsor area. We've had the automotive industry. We've had all kinds of crap spewing from Detroit, which has landed in Windsor. Even when I was living in Detroit, I was exposed to the pollution there. It created an epigenetic change in my biology. My body had to produce things now to compensate for these pollutants that I was exposed to. Now, What happens is my my genetic code has changed. So when I had my son and daughter, their genetic code was also altered by the epigenetics that I was exposed to. Okay, that's what happened to a lot of us. Okay, no matter where you lived, if you grew up in an area which was highly radioactive, or you had an area where you had a lot of coal dust coming out, or another area where you had, you know, different environmental poisons in your environment would have changed your genetic code. It could have shut something down, it could have hyper-accelerated it, it could have just broke it down completely, or it could have altered the way the program is running. For instance, we all have yeast, and yeast is part of our biology, which acts as a cleanup crew in our body. But have an epigenetic effect on that yeast, and now you've altered it where it's now attacking the system. You know, so the issue at hand right now is how our genetic code has been violated, and how to this very day we are having an epigenetic effect on our genetic code from chemtrails, from nano, from radio frequencies coming from these towers, from the cell phones you're exposed to. This is all causing a genetic anomaly to occur in your body. And then when you are not eating the foods that will fortify your genetic code, they begin to change. You begin to mutate. Your immune system doesn't work like it's supposed to. In fact, may work against you. They call that an autoimmune disorder. That autoimmune disorder is again a direct result of the high level of contamination from your environment, and that can include the foods you are eating, the air you are breathing, and the water you are drinking. Back in the 70s and 60s, they added fluoride to the water, saying it's going to help our teeth. It caused the teeth to completely come undone. It further caused the thyroid not to function. It further caused the brain not to function. It caused skeletal damage, was again an epigenetic effect on our bodies. Then when they added the mercury amalgams in our mouth, that caused other issues to occur, more epigenetic damage. I'm using these terms because this is what it really is, and this is what we have to be thinking in terms of what we have to do today. Understanding the nature of nano, understanding how things like bananas and things like berries and things like apricots and peaches and strawberries are completely saturated with nano. How apples and pears are also highly saturated, and how you have to peel these things, because when you consume these foods with these particulates and you're not taking anything to chelate that out of the body, you are going to create an epigenetic effect on the system. So between the epigenetics from the environment and the transgenics from the food supply, guess what? We have a mutated human being. This is the result. This is the end result. This is what we're at today. Okay, we have transgender. We have a transgender issue. Wow, transgender. Where was this in 1950? Didn't happen. It didn't exist. Where was this in 1960? Wait a minute, didn't exist then either. How about 1970? Well, no, not there either. 1980, 1980, we did have a change. There was a change in 1980. Okay, there was all of a sudden a homosexual explosion, a genetic damage, transgenic damage causing a genetic anomaly. Or an epigenetic environment altered the genetic code of people and animals. What was introduced at that time? Atrazine. What did atrazine do? It caused endocrine disruption, caused endocrine miscommunication. All of a sudden, we had an outbreak of people who were saying they were gay, homosexual. This is not a normal anomaly. This is not evolution. This is de-evolution. As a result of epigenetics, damaged genes as a result of environmental poisons. Now, 1990, we had the whole bisexual thing. Another chemical reaction started happening in that era. Now we have transgender. Transgenics with epigenetics has created a new mutation. That's what we have. Again, nothing against the people who have been affected. This is just another disease or another sickness that has been formed as a result of meddling with the genetic code. Now they want your children at a young age so they can start infecting them with nanotechnology, because they need experiments. They need to conduct their experiments, and your children are the perfect medium. If so many die, who cares? There's more where that came from. You know, and if you sit there on your arse and you're just watching TV and watching the world go by, then when they come for your children, you're going to ask the question, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And some of you actually have this idea that vaccines actually work, which I really would challenge anybody to show any evidence in any research anywhere on the planet, if you can find it, that these actually work. And that combining vaccines can have a positive effect. One doctor spoke out against the MMR when they combined three vaccines in one, and he stated that's when things started to go wrong, because the kids now, the children, were being exposed to epigenetic damage, environmental damage that was bypassing their immune system, that was being injected into them directly. This is history. We didn't have these things until these things were introduced into the system. Polio vaccines were not needed. They already had a cure for polio. You can look it up. Look up copper sulfate for polio treatment. That's what they used to use. Copper ascorbate. That's what they used to use. All of a sudden now we needed a vaccine for polio. We already had a cure for it. And talking about genetic damage, they actually injected into us not only epigenetic materials like mercury and aluminum and fluoride and other excipients, but they also injected into us live culture. Can you imagine that? Talking about an experiment? Wow. Don't you feel privileged? Don't you feel blessed that you were an experiment? I feel blessed all the time that I had an experiment conducted on me. Oh, thank you. And they did it without our consent. They did this without our consent. So do not consent to anything until you thoroughly research it. And if you think I'm a little crazy here, what I'm saying about epigenetics and transgenics and nano poisoning, okay, then you might want to go on my site, augmentinforce.com, look up recipe for YouTubes, and click on there. On the left column, you'll see a vaccine excipient list. Click on it, and then tell me you would put baby embryos, you know, aborted baby material. Would you put aborted genetics into your child? Would you do this? Would you take a child that was aborted and use their and have their genetic code inputted into a vaccine to be put into your child? This is genetic roulette. This is genetic roulette. So would you do this? Would you put mercury? And again, they say, well, you get just more mercury from eating fish. There's no mercury level that is safe for consumption or absorption. None. Look at an MSDS on mercury. Do you see any place there that a small level of mercury is safer to take than a larger level? No. Do you see that there's any place in the MSDS about aluminum or fluoride that is safe to take on any level? No. And you've got these medical practitioners. I don't call them doctors. They're practitioners. They're practicing on you. I don't want a practicing physician or practicing doctor, a guy or a practitioner. I want a physician that knows what they're doing. understands the chemistry of what is being put into the body, understanding the reactions it's going to cause on a genetic level, on a DNA level. If they don't know what this is going to do and they say it's perfectly safe and you show them a list of things that are going on and then they get all mad at you, then you tell them, I'm done with you. Okay? That's what's required. Everyone needs to walk away from these morons that are propagating these chemicals as something safe. Once that starts to happen, these guys start losing their dollars, they're going to go broke. They're done. All right, speaking of dollars, you might want to support the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. This is something you guys may want to look at investing in, because it is an investment by keeping them going, keeping them flowing. So again, invest in the Micro Effect and keep them alive. Keep them stroking. All right, you got Bye Bye Blue Sky and Gag Canada. Susan Meyer with Bye Bye Blue Sky and Bernadette Green from Gag Canada. Again, two activists in Canada are trying to get Canadians to wake up to the reality of what's going on, you know, to the epigenetics and to the transgenetics and to the nano that's in the air. We need to be awakened so we can get active to save this country, just like everybody needs to save their respective countries and work together with other countries to save the country. So again, check them out, see what you can do to help, again, contribute any way you can. Again, you got me here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Again, you know, I've got a website for you to check out. There's a catalog link on that site. Look at the stuff there if you're looking for remedies, if you're looking for a copper solution, if you're looking for a triangle, you're looking for a bucket, you're looking for a t-shirt, it's all there. We've got a flash drive. Again, load it with data. Load it. So again, if you're interested, feel free to email me at independs@yahoo.com, independz@yahoo.com, or contact me at 519-977-5351. And I also do consultations as well, so feel free to let me know if you're interested in my assistance. I will be more than glad to help you. All right. I want you to get this. I didn't really give you anything positive that you can do, but there are a lot of positive things that you can do. And I'm not blowing sunshine up your backside. Start learning to use Epsom salt and borax as a water solution. Start using white vinegar, not just apple cider. Use the white vinegar. Take a teaspoon or a tablespoon in water before you go to bed every night and watch your system start to change. Watch some of the body mass that you've accumulated as a result of toxic buildup in your body start to go down, shrink, because now you're producing the acid in the body that's required. The acid alkaline thing has been super, super overdone. And as a result, you have now neutrality in the colon that you shouldn't have. And you could possibly get a cancer as a result of the not having those acids in the intestinal tract. You're going to need propionic acid. You're going to need butyric acid, acetic acid, lactic acid. These are acids that you are going to have to maintain in the colon, because if you don't, you wind up compromised. And again, things like glyphosates and grains and soy and other smart dust material will impede the acidity required to maintain a healthy colon. So start looking up propionic acid, start looking up butyric acid, start looking up acetic acid, and you're going to be surprised at how acid is going to benefit you. It's not just about alkalinity, it's about the right levels of acid in the system as well. You need to incorporate this. If you're having problems digesting, take a teaspoon or a tablespoon of white vinegar in water before and after a meal, and you will be surprised at how easy it is to digest. When you're cooking meat or poultry, put vinegar in there with it while you're cooking. Add your garlic, add your onion to it, get your sulfur, which will again help in the chelation and binding effect on the particulates that may be in there, even the hormones that might be in the animal proteins. The acid will help break down the protein so that when you consume it, you digest it more efficiently as well, and it allows the garlic and the onion or whatever you're using to be absorbed more readily into the protein as well. It's a win-win. Digestion, uptake, antioxidant, and processing all in one. It's cheap. It's inexpensive. Use it. It's like $3 for 2 gallons. You can't go wrong. Apple cider vinegar is like about $6 or $7 for 8 ounces. In Canada, it's like about $13 or $18 for 16 ounces. So vinegar, any vinegar has benefit. Do not let anybody, fool you with the concept of vinegar being bad for you. White vinegar, it's not. Again, get the white vinegar. If you can get distilled, that's even better. It means it's been purified even more. You need the acid in order to even alleviate some of the buildup of some of the tissue damage from the epigenetics that we have been exposed to. It's a simple, cheap, inexpensive remedy. All righty, listen, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Again, thanks for coming in. Check out the sites. Check out the information on Nano. Be educated on the topic. Do not allow yourself to be swayed. All right, till next week, thanks. Tune in. Have a good one. Cooperate. Integrate. Take care.